President Bush will spend today at Camp David with his national security team. They will be talking about a strategy for war. The U.S. Congress has authorized the president to use what they call all necessary and appropriate force against the perpetrators of this week's attack against the United States. Mr. Bush has been at Camp David since he returned from a trip to New York City. Our White House reporter Pam Fessler joins us. Pam, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And do we know much about what these discussions might entail?
Actually, we don't know much at all because they're keeping a very, very, very tight, close group. It's only going to be including the president, the Secretary of State Colin Powell, the Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and the president's National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, as well as Vice President Dick Cheney. They're even some of their top aides are not going to be included. Our understanding is that this is going to be much more of a decision-making meeting, though, than some of the previous sessions. Although aides are continuing to warn that this does not mean that some type of attack is imminent. It just means that they're going to get down to a lot more detail about what kind of attack we might undertake and what the targets might be, and also some of the other factors that the administration has to look at, such as continuing to build domestic and international support for whatever we decide to do.
Pam, I want to ask you about the president's trip to New York yesterday, because he spoke movingly at the memorial service at the National Cathedral, and then he went up to New York City and stood on a pile of rubble.
Yeah, it was another very, very emotional day, you know, for the president. And I think that, you know, he's been very, you know, it's meant quite a bit to him to try and show how much he wants to reach out to some of these workers. Yeah. He first toured the wreckage in around the World Trade Center, and he, you know, the motorcade went around and looked at all of the damage. And then he got out and he started shaking the hands and greeting all of the rescue workers. And as you say, at one point, he got up on a fire truck that had been crushed during the explosion, and he put his arm around a retired firefighter who was out in the rescue effort, and he had a bullhorn. He was just telling the people how much the rescue workers, how much the nation backed them and supported their efforts. And there was a lot of shouting of USA, USA, USA. And at some point, somebody shouted out to the president, "We can't hear you." And we have tape here of how he responded.
"I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon."
A pretty good ad lib. Do we read more significance into it than that?
No, I think this was genuinely coming from the heart. But I think it's also an indication we're going to be hearing much more of this kind of language.
Well, I meant the significance of him saying, "And the people who did this will be hearing from us soon."
But as far as significant, that we know exactly who it is. Afterwards, the president was in fact asked, "Do we know who the suspect is? Who caused this?" And he said, "Well, we do have a suspect." But then later on, aides came out and said, "Well, you know, he didn't really mean to say a suspect. You know, we have potential suspects." I mean, obviously, it's been very clear that Osama bin Laden is a prime suspect, but they're still cautious about, you know, exactly what the target's going to be.
Pam, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's White House reporter Pam Fessler.